Amen.
Amen.
It's all yours, Pastor Reed.
Well, praise the Lord.
Come on, sharpen me up a little bit.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise his name.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the way maker.
Yes, he is.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Well, thanks to God. The good news already been spoken. So, pastor, can come back up here and say the benediction. Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Father God, for this day,
yes.
Oh God, for this is the day that you have made,
mm-hmm.
and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it, mm-hmm. Father God. Holy Spirit, we just come actually rise up big within, speak in and through and out of me, the unsaturated word of God, let it fall on fertile ground. In the name of Jesus, pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, thanks to God, I'll be coming out of Psalms 23. I'll continue with the theme, Psalm 23. Father, yeah, fear not, for the Lord is with thee.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord.
And it's read as following. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley or shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. They are not my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Forever.
Amen.
Amen.
And thanks, God. I just want to zero in the message this morning on verse 4, where it said, yet though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Yes.
Let's continue to follow the theme for this year. Fear not. But thou art with me. And just putting a towel to that patched or stripping is slamming the door on fear.
Come on, say that again.
Slamming the door on fear. Thanks to God. One of the greatest enemies to the process and success of every believer is this deceptive and destructive spirit called fear. Every evil spirit are recognized by what they do. And this demon is no different.
That's right.
To walk in the victory purchased by our Lord Jesus Christ, we must slam the door on fear.
Yes.
You see, saints of God, we got to realize that we're not a person that should be living in fear. We should be living in faith, walking in faith. Because, you see, we love this passion of scripture. He have been and will continue to be an amazing source of comfort and assurance in so many different circumstances and situations in our life. But in this morning, yet though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will fear no evil. Literally, when David spoke of the valley of the shadow of death, he is speaking about the terror that one often experiences when they are standing in the brink of death itself. No doubt, David is running from Saul. He often feels very near to death. And as a result, David learned how to proceed through fear and how to slam the door on his fear. Mm-hmm. Somebody said one time that all fear is false evidence appearing real. Although the object of fear was just as illusion or imagination, are just a mist of fog that is driven away by the sun. I wish that were true, but we all know in many cases it is not true at all, saints of God. The object of our fear are many times more real than we really want to think about it. Therefore, I bring this question to you today, and I believe it's relative and important. How are we supposed to slam the door on fear and face the future fearlessness when the things in our future that promote general fear remains the same? In other words, how do we raise above the reality and possibility of the manifestation of our fears? Let me say this. You can tell someone, don't fear, don't be afraid, but does that eliminate fear from them? When the fear for them of our environment remains the same? Of course, the answer is no, thanks to God. Because we're living in a society, in a world that everything that you talk about, you look at, you see, you speak, you hear, it brings up fear, some type of fear within it, if you let it. That's why, saints of God, we have to slam the door on fear. To slam the door on fear is not just ignoring the object of or the object of our fear. To slam the door on fear, you must give someone something greater than the thing that causes fear. The greater thing that is greater than fear itself is the word of God. Amen. To slam the door on fear, you must identify it for what it is and what it does. You must consider fear as public enemy number one. Fear, thanks to God, fear is a crippling spirit. It paralyzes and neutralizes. Fear is a magnet that pulls you toward disasters. Remember, Job said, "The thing that I have greatly feared had come upon me." Fear is destructive in nature because it is a child of the devil. You see, saints of God, fear is the devil counterpart to faith. In other words, fear is faith in the devil power and ability to bring his will to pass in your life. To slam the door on fear, saints of God, you must hate it. You must see it as the devil trying to rob you of every precious thing in your life. Fear is a pushover. It will suck every ounce of life right out of you. It will drain your soul and any hope that thing could ever get better. It will squeeze you, it will squeeze out of you every ounce of faith, just like a dirty dish rag. If you don't conquer fear, it will wring every drop of joy out of your life. Tell your neighbors today, thanks to God, today, we're slamming the door on fear. We got to slam the door on fear, saints of God, in order to be victorious. Because as long as fear is there, there's no hope and there's no faith. As I said, fear is a thief that will rob you of 1,000 blessings. You see, saints of God, fear tears us down, but faith lifts us up. Fear focuses on the problem, but faith looks for the solution. Fear discourages and defeats us, but faith said, "I am more than conquerors through God who loves me." Romans 8:37. Fear said, "I can't. There's no hope." But faith said, "I will be still and know that God is God." Sometimes, thanks to God, we just have to be still and know that God is God. We have to make sure that we is not traveling on the same path as the devil. Matter of fact, we should be treading on him instead of his pathway. We shall have him under our feet. You see, saints of God, fear is a child of the devil. Fear comes the same way as faith does. It comes by hearing the word. But fear comes by hearing the word that are inspired by the devil. We have faith by hearing the word of God. The same way, so we have to be careful what you listen to, saints of God, and who's speaking what in your life. Fear robs a generation of their inheritance. Fear almost took Peter to a watery grave. Fear is the dark room where negative are developed. Fear robs the eyes of sight and the heart of hope. The Bible said that fear has torment, saints of God. 1 John 14:18 said, "There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made of perfect love." Thanks to God, fear is a terrible thing. It is a spirit, and it belongs to the devil. Fear is a killer. It kills your dreams and your hope and your faith. It throws a dark cloud of repair over every good thing. You must decide, I'm going to slam the door on fear and live in faith. Yes. How are you going to do this? Well, what you feed, it grows. Mm-hmm. You must decide, I am going to feed my faith and starve my fears. Amen. Sadly, I believe in many cases that the church is doing us a great disservice, saints of God, by preaching to us a gospel of relaxation, as though our love for God and our faith in God is going to protect us from going through anything. You know, I believe in telling it like it is, saints of God. I believe there's so much puffing in the pulpit today that just like a car salesman, that's what he do when he tried to sell your car. He put all this sweet stuff on. Oh, this car is this. This car is that. Oh, this car is never what it almost just drive itself. It puff it up. And that way some preachers in the pulpit is doing today. They sugarcoating the word of God and telling instead of telling it like it is. See, those salesmen, they're not lying, but they are beautifying the heaviness of their conception, deception about the car. Anything for to get make a sale for you to purchase that vehicle. Saints of God, we don't need any embellishment in the pulpit. What we need is the pure, honest truth of God's word. This is the truth. Faith in God and love for God doesn't guarantee us a problem-free life. Faith in God is no guarantee that you will never get sick, or that your children will never get on drugs, or that you will never suffer financial defeat. Or your love for God and faith in God may not affect gas prices or food prices one bit. Our faith in God does not promise us that we won't have a nuclear war. I don't want to scare you this morning, saints of God, but I want to be particular apocalypse today with you as much as possible. There are issues we are facing in our country We must learn how to live in the power and the authority of what God has said. Not what we wish he said or presume he would say. The truth is, he never promised us that our faith would keep us from inflation, from increasing, or that our faith would close the border or cut off the flow of others into this country. He never promised us that we wouldn't have a car wreck, or our house wouldn't get damaged, or the earth wouldn't quake under our feet, or a hurricane would never hit us off in our life. He never said that, saints of God. I hope you want to hear the truth this morning, saints of God, because I'm going to stand here and I'm not going to stand here and hype you up with a bunch of feel-good words that paint a pretty picture of a perfect world where everything always turns out wonderful just because you are saved. It's not, saints of God. Because you are saved don't mean you're not going to have trials and tribulation. Things are going to come in your life. But I got good news, saints of God. Because you have faith in God and don't let fear overturn that faith, just look at the end result. You are victorious in Christ. You got the victory in Christ, saints of God, because you is more than conquerors. Don't let fear triple you. I'm not mad at you, saints of God, but today is the day that we need to know the truth. We just can't continue to sugarcoat the word of God. You see, saints of God, that's not real life. In real life, bad things do happen, even to good people, to saved people. But what I am going to do is to give you some Holy Ghost firepower that will put a fight in your spirit. It's some steel in your backbone that no matter what come your way, you can look at any situation and say, no weapon that is formed against me shall profit. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, I will condemn it. Isaiah 54:17. And you can say, when the enemy come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will rise up and stand against him. Isaiah 59:19. Or you can say, all things work together for good to them that love God and who is called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. And yet, again, you can say, you are the children, you are God's children, and have overcome them. For greater is he that's in you than he is in the world. 1 John 4:4. And also, saints of God, 1 John 5:4 says, whosoever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. It didn't say fear, saints of God. It said even our faith. Slam the door on fear, saints of God. You see, know our love for God and faith in God, but it didn't keep the flood from coming. It didn't keep Joseph from being betrayed by his brother and being thrown in a pit. It didn't stop the three Hebrew boys from going into the fiery furnace, or it didn't stop Daniel from being thrown in the lion's den. You see, you might say, Pastor, I thought you were supposed to encourage us today. I am, by telling you what the word say. Standing on the word, you are victorious. You are a child of God. Slam the door on faith. But the difference between me and a lot of other preachers today is this, saints of God. I'm going to tell you the truth. No, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, and no flavor added to it. I'm not going to water it down just to purify it so that the word of God will be easy to swallow this morning. We have to rest. We have the rest of the month. We have the rest of the year. We have the rest of our life to speak and live our life in faith by speaking the true word of God. We need to start today, right now, saints of God, speaking the true word of God. Tearing down the word of fear. Slamming the door on fear, saints of God. You and I need to know that facing the future fearless doesn't mean everything is going to be peaches and cream, saints of God. It's not. You're going to have trials and tribulation. It doesn't mean that the devil is not going to roll over and play dead either. The devil is doing his job. It is time for we as believers to start doing ours. I'm not mad at you, saints of God. I'm not angry at you, saints of God. But I just let you know, saints of God, that we need to put the devil in his place. Put him under our feet. It is time to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of fear running your life, running my life. You guys, have you ever just had something you just get so sick and tired of being sick and tired of something till you do something? Today, saints of God, should be that day. Just get sick and tired of being sick and tired of the devil running your life. But you see, saints of God, faith in the future fearlessness is about slamming the door on fear and having the faith and the confidence that no matter what come or go, if God is before us, who can be against us? You see, saints of God, it's not about us in a way. It's about the Lord. It's about knowing that whatever we go through, God is with us. No matter what you're going through, saints of God, God is with you. You have faith to believe. Slam the door on fear. Isaiah 41 and 10 said, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yet I will help thee. Yet I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Isaiah 43 and 2 said, "When thou pass through the water, I will be with thee. And through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon." God is with you, saints of God. No matter what you're going through, God is there. Just call on the name of Jesus. Call on his name. You ain't got to call on Pastor. Because he is human too. But the name that you can call on 24/7 is the name of Jesus. And I guarantee that you will get an answer. You might call Pastor Howard. You might call Pastor Jackson. You might call Pastor Jackson. You might call me. But it's not a guarantee that you will get an answer. You might not get it when you need it. You might call that number. Oh, nope, I'm sleepy. Or cut the phone off. But you can call on Jesus anytime, day or night, because he never sleep enough to do his slumber. Call on the name of Jesus, saints of God. See, you see, saints of God, God never promised us we wouldn't have to go through anything, but he promised his presence would go with us and he would sustain us. One of the first keys to slamming the door on fear is to know that fear is not just a negative emotion. Fear is a spirit. It is a demonic spirit. It's not emotion, thanks God. Oh, I'm just afraid. Get that spirit out of your life. You see, thanks to God, that means that fear is a living personality that is seeking residence in your life because it is a spirit. You must resist fear like you would resist anyone else trying to break into your house. If somebody trying to break into your house, what you going to do? You're going to defend it, right? It's fear trying to break into your house. What you going to do? Defend it. Defend it with the word, saints of God. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 said, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." Said again, "For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." You have the mind of Christ, saints of God. Use it. Speak the word. What did Jesus do when the devil approached him while he was fasting? He spoke the word. And you also have to speak the word. If the devil attempted Jesus, he's going to attempt you and I. Speak the word, thanks to God. You ain't got to tremble. The only one is you fear is God himself. It ain't like, oh, I'm so scared, God. But fear him because of his reverence. You see, thanks to God, fear is always looking and creeping around trying to gain access to your life. See, I love the way the Apostle Paul and the way he handled his fear. When it came for Paul to die, he recorded that he ran to the chopping block. What was Paul doing? He was robbing fear of its power in his life. He was slamming the door on fear. He was striding down fear on the way to execution. He was saying, "You're not going to take my life. I'm running to give my life away for the one who gave me everything." And that's what we should do. The one that gives you everything that you need, that supply all your need, is the one that you should be running to. As I can be honest with you, saints of God, I don't believe that we're through the shaking yet. I don't believe we're on the other side of the storm yet. I believe we are beginning to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we are still going to go through some turbulence in this lifetime, thanks God. We ain't there yet. We might see the light at the end of the tunnel, but there's still some turbulence. Like I just got off the plane the other week. Yeah, you know how them planes hit them turbulence? And you're like, okay now. God, keep this plane. We ain't landing. And I can't walk on. We're going through some turbulence, thanks to God. But just know that God got this. He got it all under control. See, this message is not about avoiding the turbulence that we are going through, but how to ride it out and come out on top. You see, saints of God, no longer shall fear Lord itself over us, but we shall rule over our fear by faith. No longer shall we be held back by fear of the past or the fear of the future. No longer should we live by fear of COVID, of monkeypox, or any other disease, germ, or virus. No longer should we fret over our food supply or our eggs price or toilet paper or gas prices, because our God supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are not to be slave to fear. In 2023, we are to slam the door on fear. In 2 Samuel 23 verse 11 and 12, we read as you can read as one, we read of David, 20 mighty men. His name was Shammah. One day, he was, and some other folks were gathered litten in his pea patch, and a Philistine troop rushed in on them. All those who was assisting Shammah fled in fear. But the Bible said that Shammah stood amidst the ground and defended it and slew the Philistine. And the Lord produced a great victory. Saints of God, we got to stand our ground. We got to defend the word of God. We got to defend what we know is right. Don't let fear overtake you and say you can't. No, you can't, but you can through Christ who strengthened you. Aren't that the word? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So you guys got to look at it. No, you can't do this. You can't do that. Speak backward. No, I can't. But through Christ, I can. You see, saints of God, one man slammed the door on fear, not only defeated his pea patch, but also flew the Philistine troop that very day because he stood his ground and told fear, not today. Saints of God, our faith in God is not an escape patch to magically escape our fears, but our faith in the endurance of the supernatural grace and power of God to confront our fears and to slam the door on our fears and put them under our feet. You see, saints of God, it's not about us, but the power through the Lord Jesus Christ that give us. I don't know what's coming next on the world scene. I don't know if there will be a nuclear class in our future. It sure sound like the power because of what way this country is leaning in that direction. But it doesn't matter because I'm slamming the door on fear, saints of God. According to scriptures, saints of God, our time are in God's hand. I understand there are 365 fear not in the Bible, one for every day of the year, but every single day you can slam the door on fear. If there's 365 fear nots, you can use them 365 days a year. Slam the door, thanks to God. That's my encouragement. Slam the door on fear. You see, saints of God, according to scripture, our time is in God's hand. God's word do not promise us that the future will be trouble-free. But it does promise us that the glory of the latter house will be greater than the glory of the former house. So just hold on, saints of God. Hold on and hold out, because you shall have the victory. Just hold on. Don't give up and don't give in to fear. So instead of talking about the good old glorious days gone by and dread the future, saints of God, we should be celebrating that we are in the greater glorious days and the best is yet to come. Saints of God, the best is yet to come. Stop fearing and start celebrating. One of the greatest ways to slam the door on fear is to celebrate where we are going. Celebrate that we haven't seen anything yet compared to what we will see. Celebrate that God always saves his best for last. Celebrate that everything God has done in the past was just a warm-up for what is to come. I know that from a natural perspective, our world, thanks to God, like it is in a mess. But I believe that it is proof positive that something big is on the horizon. I really believe that, thanks to God. Something big is on the horizon. Like I said, I'm slamming the door on fear. And I believe there's something greater still to come. I believe that the stage is being set for a worldwide shaking, a revelation, revival on a scale that had never been seen before. I believe there's another season. I believe that is the reason why the devil is trying to pull us into fear even more, so he can distract us from the greatest move of God that ever, ever hit this planet. See, the devil know where he's going, and he's trying to take as many and distract as many as he could with him. Don't be fooled and don't be deceived, saints of God. Stand on the word. Slam the door on fear. Say this with me, thanks to God. I am slamming the door on fear. My time are in God's hand. Something big is happening. I will face the future fearlessness. I will not run away in fear. And in closing, saints of God, like Shema, I too refuse to be a victim of fear and run away and hide, but I will stand my ground and fight and expect a great victory. God is our refuge and our strength and even present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth be removed and the mountain be fallen into the sea, for the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let be a people of faith rather than fear through all of this, saints of God, in Jesus' name. Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.